Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
KFC Radio episode 144. I'm sporting a brand new watch, boys. Are you guys watch guys?
Yeah, can I have one?
No, we'll get you hooked up. We got a whole new company on board. I'm a new watch guy. I never wore a watch until when I got one on my honeymoon. So I've only been wearing watches for like 9 months. But this is a new company, Movement Watches. And they sent me over a few. So I got this one with like a nice light leather band. They sent over some like heavy duty metal ones, some old school leather ones, nice big faces. They're all pretty legit. And so as like a new watch guy, I'm always looking to find like a new company or a new style. And I checked them out. They got a whole lot going on. They're one of like the newest, biggest brands growing in the watch game. GQ's written about them. Playboy, Ask Men. They're making noise in the watch industry right now. So their whole thing is high quality. It doesn't have to break the bank. Which, like I said, being a new watch guy, I don't really have a brand that I'm already used to. So that sounds pretty good to me. They got quality craft watches starting at just $95. Watches that you'd probably be paying like $400 or $500 if you got them from another brand. You can wear it at the office. You can wear it out to the bar with friends. You know, everything in between, all sorts of style. So here's what you got to do. Head over to MVMT, it's movement abbreviated, MVMTwatches.com/KFC. They're going to hook you up with 15% off your entire purchase order. And like I said, they got all sorts of styles and all sorts of colors. So get your style on point and get it at a good price at MVMTwatches.com/KFC.
I'm looking right now. I want one of these. Come on.
I mean, pick one out.
You always say that. You're like, oh, we'll hook you up, and then I never get it.
Get that quite a bit.
You got to put in your official orders. This one's like an old school one with the dark leather. I got where's my other one? I had
how many fucking watches did you get?
This one's dope. I got three. This one's cool. It's like black, like matte kind of. The only thing is, it's a little too big, so I got to go get it adjusted.
I want that shit.
This one's legit. This is gonna be a good company, boys. This is gonna be a fun brand. So head over to MVMTwatches.com/KFC. We are recording KFC Radio now, just mere minutes after wrapping up what had to be the worst rundown in the history of Barstool. I'm assuming.
I'm not even kidding. I'm mad.
I'm with you. I was last night. That was me, and I've kind of come to terms with it. We're talking about Portnoy claiming to do the 6-12-18-24 challenge, which I don't know about you guys, but now I'm almost mad at us for, like, we opened Pandora's box. We're responsible for doing this, for talking about it on this show. I wish I never came across that voicemail. I wish we never talked about it at all, because Portnoy claiming to do it, pretending to do it, and all of Barstool seemingly believing he's doing it and, like, backing him is infuriating, and I can see it in John's face. He's mad. I was like that last night. I've kind of just like let it go, and I'm just laughing about it now. But it is absolutely infuriating what's going on right now.
I agree.
I don't even have anything to say. Like I was on that call for 20 minutes before you came on, Kevin, and I was like, most of it, my head is in my hands. So I'm like, this is so fucking dumb. I can't believe we're doing this.
It's what we always talk about, John. Dave and Prez, there's no difference now.
They blend
the fact that he won't, like, it's insanity.
Did we fall for 10 minutes about how fucking he's like, everyone's job, I'm just doing it by the book. I'm doing it by the book. I'm like, dude, like, you're openly admitting that you're counting one donut as 2.5. And he's like, yeah, so? And I'm like, well, it doesn't count then.
Yeah.
Doesn't
count. And then he tried to say that, like,
get that.
Yeah, he tried to say, like, what even is a donut? Like, the small donuts are donuts, the big donuts are too big. Dude, there has never, ever been a question of what a donut is.
Never.
No one has ever struggled with, like, what is a donut?
It's not a hot dog sandwich thing. A donut's a fucking donut's a fucking donut.
You ate a donut when you got the Dunkin' Donuts donuts. When you ate the Entenmann's, you were eating mini donuts.
He's like, oh, what is it? What about apple picking? If you go apple picking, like the cider donuts are so small. Like, yeah, that probably wasn't what they had in fucking mind. They were like, they were probably thinking about the most famous donut in the world, the Dunkin' Donut. Like, that's the gold standard for fucking donuts is a Dunkin' Donut.
You know, if you or Dan did it and it was just kind of like, yo, like, I'm going to jerk off a little, drink some beers, have some donuts, and we'll, like, pretend I did the challenge for the sake of a video, I'd be like, all right, whatever. Yeah, it's going to be funny content. I'm not, you know. But knowing that Dave thinks he's some goddamn Batman hero in the night is driving me nuts. I can't let it go.
And pretending that, like, all of a sudden his entire life has been videotaped, and he has Gaz or Millmore or Dylan.
I have official confirmation from Gaz. He was like, I said I would film it. He told me no.
Yeah.
So get the fuck out of here, Portman.
Right. So this is the whole thing. Like, I don't want anyone over my house. I'm going to start it on a random Wednesday with no notice. Blah, blah. It's all his plan, and then he's going to say that we hate him, and it's like,
dude,
you know,
we're the
haters.
I was going to say, that part, guilty as charged. I hate him.
But it's just ridiculous, because then he's going to get everyone being like, oh, yeah, you guys don't root for me. It's going to be an excuse train. It's going to be the violin's going to come out.
That pissed me off, too. We don't root for him. You're the biggest fucking dickhead in the world. Why the fuck? Like, you're like an intentional asshole. Why the fuck would I, like, want you to succeed at anything?
The fact that Dave thinks in any way, shape, or form he's likable or that people would back him is insanity. He's the last person I'd ever root for.
Like, the employees who he calls a piece of shit every fucking day, calls us useless, doesn't give us fucking health insurance. Oh, we're supposed to cheer you on for your fucking cum challenge?
Let it out, dude. Let it out, John. Let it out.
That was the best. When he's like, this culture stinks. Bro, you started the culture. This is your culture. When we like, you don't communicate with anyone. You don't tell anyone anything. The best was I emailed him being like, can we do the pick 'em early today? And all he replied was, do I have to do the rundown? On what fucking planet is that like a normal communication back and forth? I ask you a question, you just reply with a question that doesn't even fucking have to do with it.
Not to mention, it's like, Dave, since when does anything I say really matter? Do you want to do the rundown or not? You're going to do it if you want to do it. Don't even ask me these questions. This is pointless.
He did that so I would say yes, and then he could complain, and he went into the office. Like, dude, the Skype thing, it's so easy to Skype the rundown. To go into the office, to say that we did it, we sabotaged him, the whole thing's
been fucking office in like 2 weeks. You don't need to go into the fucking office. I don't go into the office for that exact reason, so I don't have to sit in traffic for 3 hours all day to do exactly what I can fucking do right here. There's no point in it. He's like, oh, I do other business there. I'm doing other business there today in that chair. Oh, yeah, like I haven't fucking jerked off in the chair today. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, listen, I have one chair. I do a lot of jerking off. I do a lot of writing. I do a lot of thinking. It all happens in one chair. I don't have multiple chairs for all these different activities, Dave.
No.
And here's the real thing. You know, the 6, 12, 18, 24 challenge is old news. It's so, like, 2 episodes ago. It's like, you're late to the show, Dave. The first kid who did it was the real pioneer. And everyone else, you know, I will say this, though. There's a lot more people who are now going to go try it out. And I'm just going to ask you, I don't really care, so don't email me about the rules. Can a girl jerk me off? Does it have to be me? Am I allowed to eat this kind of donut or drink this kind of beer? Blah, blah. I don't care anymore. Please stop asking me these questions, because I've gotten nothing
so
but
simple.
Tweets and emails.
Just like, can a girl jerk me off? No, that's not jerking off.
Right. Someone was like, can I smoke weed while I'm doing it? Yeah, I don't... Why? What are you talking about? You're going to jerk off a million times and drink beer.
We need to change the topic, though, because I'm getting mad again. Dave, when he had the donut thing, and he's like, I'm like, you filmed a video last night eating a donut when you didn't have to and it wasn't counting to prove that the donut part would be easy. You can't just start doubling what a donut is. It doesn't work like that. I'm so angry about this that I'm not even pointing. I'm doing the presidential part, so I want everyone to understand. I don't want to single out.
Let me just say this, though. I did laugh out loud when he was, like, going to get coffee, and he's like, old hockey trick, one donut, two donut, that's 6 donuts. It's like, dude, fuck you.
He's such an asshole. And again, if that was all just, like, a joke that he was kind of owning up to, I'd just laugh it off. But he's going to be like, no, I did it. So, fuck Dave, as per usual. The general theme of this. If you're going to try to do the 6, 12, 18, 24 challenge.
Oh, wait. Hey, sorry, one more thing. Yeah. Did you tell Kevin on the rundown about where Dave thought this came from?
Oh, yeah. He said he claims it came from England and that they don't have Dunkin' Donuts in England. He's lost his mind. He's like, didn't this challenge originate in England? They don't even have Dunkin' Donuts there. We're like, what are you talking about, dude?
He really has lost his mind. That there's no reason to believe that at all. He is an unbelievable.
Ridiculous. Someone just tweeted me, are his only fans high school kids? And that's
very, very possible.
Yes.
And all the people still out there trying to do this challenge are probably in high school or newly in college, because those are the only maniacs who would ever undertake this. If you're going to try to do it, getting through six jerk-offs is probably going to be hard. You're going to need some extra help. You're going to need some extra materials, maybe even some toys, something to set the mood. But you're going to need some outside help, and AdamandEve.com has got you covered for that. When you're on your fourth, fifth, and then eventually sixth J.O., there's no way you're going to do it natural. You're going to need some performance-enhancing materials. So whether you're watching a little bit of porn or using some sort of like herbal scents or lotions or toys, AdamandEve.com, they got it for you. If you head over there right now, you can get 10 free gifts with your first order. You'll get a sexy surprise for her, a sexy toy for him, and a third thing that's good for the both of you. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD, and your 10th gift is free shipping on the whole order. So head over to AdamandEve.com and use the promo code KFC at checkout for 10 free gifts. That's AdamandEve.com. Buy one item, get 10 free with free shipping. If you use KFC as your promo code at AdamandEve.com. Let's get into the voicemails. Let's see. We'll start off with... we got a couple of emails from voicemails from chicks. So we'll start with that. This one's a little bit, you got to listen, but you'll get the gist of it.
Hey, guys. I actually have a question that's from a book. But I just wanted to know what your guys' answer to it was. It's a little long, though. You meet a wizard in downtown Chicago. The wizard tells you he can make you more attractive if you pay him money. When you ask how this process works, the wizard points to a random person on the street. You look at this random person. The wizard says, I will now make them...
I'm going to summarize for this chick. You meet a wizard on the street in Chicago. I don't know why it had to be Chicago, but Dan, we're on your home turf. Chicago wizard. He says, I can make you look better. And his example is he turns to some guy in the street. He makes that man $1 better looking. You can't really tell what it is. It's not like his face changed. There was only $1 worth of change to him. You can't really put your finger on it, but you can realize that he does appear more attractive, okay? You have one chance. How much money are you going to give this wizard to make you look better? You only get to pay him one time. You only get to pick one lump sum. How many dollars are you sinking into your one wish for the wizard? And I'm looking at Feidelberg. Feidelberg's like, how much money is in my bank account? That's what you're thinking, right, bro?
Oh, I was thinking, do I have time to go take out a loan?
Yeah. I think if your answer is anything different than that, you're a liar.
Yeah, well, the only – yeah.
Dude.
Well, first of all, you're not ever going to be like, I don't want to be that good looking, so I'll lower the money. But would you be willing to really drop like $10,000?
Yes. Yeah. Attractive.
Are you kidding me?
It's an investment. Attractive people make more money. It's science.
I was thinking 10K is, I mean, that's gone a hard.
Well, I guess this is more the point, is that this is why she puts in this little disclaimer that, you know, he gives $1 of good lookingness to this guy and you can't really tell what it is. So how much do you really... You know what I'm saying? Like, you really – maybe you do $10,000 and it's really not that much.
Yeah, no, I would. I thought
so 10, you have 000, to – you really have 10, to sink.
$10,000 on the low end.
Right.
Every dollar I have, yeah. Well, I don't understand why anyone would think differently. Attractive people make more money. It's just how it goes. They get farther in life. They do better. It's just – that's – there's no – it's just the facts – fact of the matter.
I could sell my house, Kevin. I could sell my, if I owned a house, that is, I could sell my house, my car, every dollar I have, put myself in debt, give him all that money, and effectively make myself homeless. And once he puts that spell on me, I'm fine. I'll find a place to stay. I'll find people who buy me food. As long as you're, like, devilishly attractive, you're fine. Okay.
Let's talk about this. Let's say you were just, like, stunningly good-looking right now, John. And it is pretty realistic with us because we're on camera and actually out there enough. Because I think if you're just, like, an average dude who's really, really good-looking, yeah, like, you'll get laid more often. Maybe you get, like, some preferential treatment here and there. But your life's not, like, you're not going to become just a celebrity with millions of dollars just because you're a good-looking guy. You know what I'm saying? In our situation, do you think if we were really good-looking, our lives would be that different?
Yes. Yes. If we were very, very good-looking, we'd all be on TV right now. Like we'd be SportsCenter anchors. That's a fact.
Even if, like, this everything stayed the same. Like, you're still sitting here, like, talking about fucking your boss jerking off. We're still, like, the same lame. Yes. We would be, yeah. Yes. I mean, I kind of agree with you, but I'm just trying to, like, play it all out. If being a good-looking guy, at least, really matters that much.
Yes. Being good-looking, period. Guy, girl, doesn't matter. It's good-looking people. It's the same as tall. Tall people do better.
Yeah.
It's tall. Like, it sucks for all the ugly and short people out there. I'm sorry I have to say it, but tall, good-looking people run the world. That's how it's been since the beginning of time. That's how it'll be forever.
And if you're tall and good-looking, you have a better chance of running the world. I just don't think it's necessarily a guarantee. There are plenty of tall, good-looking, like, not that successful people, too.
Yes, but there's not many short, ugly, successful people.
Right.
I mean, it's basically it's like opening... Hitler and Napoleon who tried to take over the world and were just, like, assholes. That's the only way the short, ugly people can do it.
Yeah, you're opening the door. You get to go into, like, a new tax bracket by being...
Right.
Good looking, whereas you that door would never even be open for you. So, Fights, you're literally dumping every dollar you have.
And if I can get a bank to give me a loan more.
And Dan, are you doing the same, or are you just going to be like
every dollar you have?
I don't think I'm doing every dollar.
You'd make it back. You'd make it back in a million times. You'd make it back tenfold. It's an investment in your future.
I definitely agree with that too. I just think even if I was really good looking, I don't know how much more successful I would really be.
Bro, they would put us in commercials and shit. Like, they would do all that shit.
I just, like, wouldn't want to kill myself if I look in the mirror. That's what the main thing is here. Like, yeah, you guys don't talk about, like, success. I'd just be happy to look in the mirror. Like, that would be – that's good enough for me.
Feitelberg's vanity is one of the best running themes of KFC Radio. It never disappoints. Here's my point, though. All right, let me ask you this. Two questions. One, do you think it's more important to be a good-looking girl or a good-looking guy?
Girl.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Now, my follow-up to that, though, is there's a bazillion girls on Instagram who, you know, they're getting sponsorships. They're getting dudes to fly them all over the world. They're living a good life. But they're not really, like, wildly successful because there's a lot of good-looking fucking chicks out there on Instagram and shit. You know what I mean?
But it's different for guys. Like, the difference is if you're a guy and you're really good-looking and you're tall and, like, you just own life. You just
so that's why I think the actual answer is that it's more important for guys. I think being like a tall, good looking dude is more valuable than being a really hot chick. Because yeah, all right, I want to.
I would
you.
Say
I'll
the value might
you,
be
but...
the value might be higher on the high end. It's basically like men get paid more than women, but being that's a tough question. It's a good way to put it, but
it's almost like in a way, the highs
of being a hot guy are higher than the highs of being a hot girl. The lows of being an ugly girl are lower than the lows of being an ugly guy.
Yeah, okay, that's the perfect way to put it. And being a hot girl, I think you reach a certain level where it's never going to be shitty for you. It's always going to be pretty awesome. So that is a good way to put it. I'm putting like don't get me wrong, a lot of my fucking money. I just don't think I'm actually clearing out my bank account for the Chicago Wizard. But I don't begrudge anybody who does. I'll tell you that much. That is 100% worth it. If you're going to sink your money into anything, an imaginary wizard that can make you sexy as
I'd probably,
fuck is the answer.
I wouldn't even try and get a loan. I'd rob a bank because I'd look so fucking different when he was done with me. They'd never find me.
Now you're really thinking. Now we're talking KFC radio answers where it's like, oh, I'm also going to murder someone before I get changed because then I'm going to be on the run. We'll continue with another chick voicemail. Just don't need to hear these things from girls, but it has to be listened to.
Hi, guys. So I was with a group of girlfriends over the weekend. friend, and for whatever reason, this hypothetical came up in conversation. So if you had to choose one of these three, like, sensations or feelings to...
Starting out pretty good, right? Like, chick's got a sexy voice. She's talking about all sorts of sensations that we're going to feel. We're taking a turn for the worse.
To live with the rest of your life, which would you choose? It's going to be the feeling right before you sneeze, the feeling right before you shit, or the feeling right before you come. And the catch is you're only experiencing the feeling, not the actual action. So...
So, we're a two-part question here where we'll actually talk about her scenario, and then we'll address why this is even going on. The three sensations you have to live with for the rest of your life when you're on the verge of coming, on the verge of sneezing, and on the verge of taking a shit. I want to start with the second half of this question. Why is there a house full of girls talking about the sensation right before they have to take a shit? I mean, we always joke girls don't poop. Ha ha. Of course, we know everybody poops, right? We don't need girls telling us stories about how they sit around talking about the sensation, Dan, before they take a shit.
It's our fault. We're too funny and charismatic, and the show's too good. We've gotten too many girls getting into this show. I apologize for being so funny, and now we've enabled this kind of discussion. So this is on us. We have to own this one.
That is true. I mean, really, when you think about the number of girls who call in now compared to when we first started, I mean, there was a time where I never thought a female would ever listen, let alone participate.
Bro, hold on. Hold that thought. How many more fucking views would we get if we all were just like dime pieces?
If we were really hot dudes, you think that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. There's the money in the bank right there. I was just looking at my own fucking fat, swollen face. I was like, we're thinking about all the girls who watch. Like, if we were actual sex symbols.
Dude, speaking of, I didn't really get a chance. I was out all day, so I don't know if you wrote a blog about your Maction appearance. Yeah.
Tough camera angle.
Tough.
Things happen. I mean, what are you going to do?
You know what helped you, though? You had that before picture at Maction where you looked okay. That was very valuable.
I know that it's – I keep – coming up with, you know, the layers and the angles, but it's true. Sometimes you get caught in a bad angle. I mean, it was a hilarious picture.
You were kind of like doing this. I mean, you were doing that.
The cameraman was all like on the ground. He was like sitting on the ground.
Oh, got it. That's not fair.
Yeah, to the cheerleader. So he was basically just pointing directly at my chins.
That's also, I mean, God bless you for sacrificing yourself and getting on camera for the sake of making us laugh. But, you know, rookie mistake, you never can have a camera from below.
The meanest tweet I got was Dan Heron, who just retired from the Cubs. He just wrote, "How many chins do you exactly have?" I was just like, that wasn't even a joke, dude.
That was a question, just a mathematical question.
Fuck.
And then it was a bad night all around with whoever your cameraman was, fucked you on that.
That,
like, that wasn't like a still. Like, I wasn't pausing it for that. That was just how it ended. I am not a crook at like a retard school.
Yep. The Cartman picture was not a good tweet either.
Nope.
That one, I mean, we just finished talking about Stingray Steve. And if someone were to show me that I look exactly like a stingray, showing me that I am Cartman's twin is kind of like right there.
Here's the thing. The only good part about this is we're getting into the holiday season, so I've thrown in the towel for 2015. There's no fake diets for the rest of the year. It's over for this year. It's done. That's
was there any?
I'm going to eat and drink as much as I fucking want. You know my theory on on between Thanksgiving and Christmas or Thanksgiving and New Year's. You're just leaking gas the entire time, like an old bicycle tire. So I'm done. But 2016, you better fucking watch your ass because I'm coming for you.
Okay, I'm gonna like isolate that clip right there. I'm gonna make sure we have that one in the bank. Okay, so back to the question at hand. We apologize to all the dudes out there who now need to envision a house full of girls talking about the sensation before they shit. That's on KFC Radio's fault. Weird question, though. I mean, those are all terrible sensations if you don't get to finish them.
No, I don't think coming's bad.
If no, you like, get, yeah, you're pretty, yeah. You're
like kind of tingly the whole time. It's like, oh, blah, blah. Like, shitting is like an emergency. Sneezing yeah. is like, not an emergency, but just like a real nuisance. I
well, put it this way. Coming is obviously number one. I'm not thrilled about the idea of never getting to come and feeling that way, but that's far and away the number one.
It's, coming is just like chills. Chills are good.
Before you, yeah, well, we don't need to get too graphic, I guess. It's kind of weird to sit here and talk about how we feel right before we
How you orgasm, yeah.
So,
the sneeze thing, let's do sneeze and shit. I think it's got to be shit, but there isn't, that pre-sneeze is a really bad feeling, and not being able to sneeze.
Also, you can't, I mean, pre-sneeze, your eyes are closed, your whole body, like, shuts down, except for the sneeze. So I don't think you'd be able to function as a person, but... You know, the shit can be different, too. There are different levels of I've got a shit.
Yes.
There's only one sneeze, really.
Very much so.
Whereas shitting can really vary. So I guess maybe we need to dive a little deeper. Fights, I don't think we ever actually addressed the tweet we got a few weeks ago.
I was just going to say that.
So I think it was a two-man show. I'm not sure if you were doing it, Dan. Me and Fights talked about how one of the most valuable things we ever learned was to look at directly into the light when you have to sneeze. And that's all we said it. That's the only way we phrased it, thinking that everybody understood it's a way to get the sneeze out. This one dude listening thought that it meant it would stop the sneeze. And he was like, bro, I just tried your trick. I sneezed spaghetti everywhere. Fuck you guys. And I'm just thinking of this dude like, oh, shit, I got to sneeze. Feidelberg and KFC told me to look at the light. Ba-boom, spaghetti everywhere.
So that guy... When you got to sneeze and you don't want to sneeze, you just got to think of pineapple.
I think I've heard that shit before. It's obviously works. Not a real thing, but is it?
No,
like,
it works. No, it works.
No, I mean, no, it doesn't.
I mean, yes, it does. I don't know what.
You think of pineapple like the word or the fruit?
No, you think of the actual, like, think visualize pineapples.
What, and
like,
if I were to
cut up. Cut up, though. You can't, like, it can't be the uncut ones.
Got it. Okay. Like
pineapple cubes.
And if I'm going to think of, like, bananas, then I'll just sneeze everywhere still.
I have never done bananas, so I can't speak to that, but I know pineapples works.
You, sir.
I can't. I'm, like, trying to think of a way to make a sneeze right now. I don't think I have pepper, but I would give, like, snort a line of that.
Yeah. Give it a shot. Let me know how it goes, because I know it works.
No, it doesn't.
You've never done it, so I don't know why. Like,
okay, how about this? You're a betting man. How much money would you bet on me having to sneeze? You got to put money down on this now. I have to sneeze. I'm going to think of pineapple. How much money are you going to put down that I will not sneeze?
Are you going to actually do it, or are you going to fake do it?
I'm saying if I had to actually sneeze.
But are you actually going to think of pineapple? Like, I'm telling you to, or are you going to fake it? I'd be like, oh, I thought of pineapple.
No, I promise I will think of pineapple. You can put pineapple cubed up in my face so that I automatically think of it. How much money are you putting down?
$1 billion.
$1 billion. As much money as I
have. Yeah, as much money as I have, then I'll just put it all under the genie, and now I'll be double attractive.
Got it. Well, you're an idiot. That idea doesn't work. But if you want to bet on games and everything in between, BetDSI.com is the best sports book going right now. It's one of the most reliable online sports books. They've been around for over 16 years, and they actually set a lot of the lines that you're playing on. The website is quick and easy. It gets like an A-plus score on a lot of the sports book review sites. Professional players, professional gamblers use it. Amateur idiots like Dan and Dave and people who just flush their money down the toilet go to BetDSI.com as well. So you can bet big dough, little dough, and everything in between. And if you use the promo code BARSTOOL10, that's BARSTOOL, no space, and the number 10, you'll get 10 free dollars to put on your next bet, whether it's someone sneezing and thinking of pineapple or a little NCAA action, some NFL action, whatever it may be. BetDSI.com is the place for you. Use the promo code BARSTOOL10, and you'll get $10 free.
Hundreds of people turn.
Let's talk about MILFs, Fights.
Hey, boys. It's Jake from State Farm. I'm in a bit of a dilemma right now and could use some advice. So I have this coworker, total MILF, that is separating from her husband, or separated from her husband, rather. They haven't filed for divorce or anything, and they still live together. But we go on all these
MILF at work, breaking up with the husband. They hooked up on like a work trip, kind of, you know, on vacation, I guess we'll call it. And now that they're back in the office and life is back to normal, she kind of wants like a regular thing. Is this a scenario where you're just like happy that you banged a MILF, you got in, you got out, consider yourself lucky? Or do you try to milk this for all it's worth and, you know, go down the rabbit hole with this MILF? Fights, sexual deviance, as always, we begin with you.
I am not a MILF expert.
Have you fucked a MILF?
No. I don't think so. I've had such older gals, but I don't think any of them had children.
Okay. I know obviously the most important part of MILF is that she's a mom, hence the name. But I also – I kind of lump cougars and MILFs kind of all in together.
Yeah, at least it's a MILF all the time. I don't think she has a kid.
Yeah, I think it's more just about like you're kind of old and desperate, not necessarily that you've produced children.
Right.
But continue.
I think you probably run with this one, right, if they're not even really separated yet, because then it's like you almost have it on the down low without having to keep it on the down low. Like you don't have to worry about a relationship or anything like that because she's all worked up in her divorce shit. Although, hang on, now that I say that out loud, like she probably going to want to talk to you about that stuff and shit.
You know, like any situation with a chick – you want to just run with it and bang her, but there's going to be the drawback where she wants to talk to you and bother you. And this chick, like, and this chick has baggage to talk about.
She's got a lot of stuff to talk about. You really got to lay down the ground rules. Like this is a we strictly fuck. But if you're doing dates and dinners and stuff like that, and she's like thinks it's comfortable to talk to you about her divorce and shit, fuck that. Fuck that.
Dan?
I'm kind of torn here. One, you got to run with it. That's not the torn part. I feel like in the grand scheme of, like, conversations with chicks, her just, like, blindly bashing her ex-husband kind of could be fun. Just be like, that guy's a fucking dick. Like, almost like a roast. You're, like, on a roast all the time of the ex-husband. So that might not be that bad. And I will say this.
But I'm very, like, I've had, like, you know, friends like who bitched me about their boyfriend. It could be my best friend and I could have never – the girl could be my best friend and I could have never met the guy. I'm just naturally ready to side with the guy. I'm always like, well, you're being a fucking bitch here. That's – I wouldn't true. Really get in on like bashing your husband. But, well, you're acting like a psycho. So like
– but like divorce shit is like – that's like heavy shit. Like that's kind of like juicy.
I don't want any part of that. I don't care if it's juicy. I don't care what. I don't want to be in the middle of any of that.
Dude, so, like, I feel like she'll try and rope you into it, too, like, because how the divorce proceedings go, like, how she's getting her kids, and like, oh, I want you to testify about this.
Yep.
Or, oh, dude. No, well, that's crazy. No one's testifying. Let's not get insane here.
Hey, but, man, you can get pulled into divorce shit.
No.
Yeah, you can.
Listen, the other thing that would be nice with this is, like you said, John, if she's going through the divorce and stuff, she's not going to, like, make you, like, go and, like, take the kids to the zoo or something. I don't think that that's how you deal, like, when you're in the middle of divorce proceedings, you can't bring, like, the new boy toy around. Mm-hmm. So that's good. It's kind of just it's a fucking relationship, basically. Well, so I'd say go for it.
See, that's kind of why I might not even run with it at all, because it is kind of like a relationship. I think you should be happy that you fucked a MILF. You checked that off your list. That's off your bucket list. And I think you should be out. One and done. Be done with it.
Dan said it's a fucking relationship, and every relationship is a fucking relationship until it isn't. And when this one becomes one that isn't, it's really, really, really bad.
Yeah. Sometimes the pussy is just not worth it. First of all, you work with her. That's always a bad situation, whether it's a MILF or not. Then you throw in the fact that she's old and probably weird. Then you throw in the fact that she's getting divorced. There's just way too much hassle and way too much drama for you. Just be thrilled that you fucked a MILF and go find some chick. You want steady sex? Get it with someone your own age who you don't work with, who's not going through a legal divorce. That would be my advice. But hey, to each their own. Dan, you dive in with the MILF. Feidelberg, you would follow MILF pussy to the end of the earth. Let's be honest.
I would. But like, I would personally because I am a fucking idiot and don't have self-control and shit. But this is someone calling for advice. So I'm giving him advice that I wouldn't listen to myself. But That's the advice I get.
Do as I say, not as I do. The eternal words of John Feidelberg. Here's a good question. We're talking about dominating the country state by state. Take a listen.
What's going on, boys? It's Z from the Nutmeg State. I got a hypothetical question for you. Let's say in the near future the United States breaks up, so every state is pretty much its own country. So obviously some of the states would, you know, try to start forming alliances with each other. If you were a ruler, what three states would you want to control in the United States? I think I'd go with Texas because they got a bunch of oil, bunch of guns. Florida, because the people are crazy, could probably form a nice army. And then I think my third would be Massachusetts because they have Harvard, MIT, a lot of smart people. I could build up some good technology. Let me know what you got.
So the United States of America is broken up. It's no longer one country, and all the different states are forming alliances. Which three states do you want to be in control of? You said Texas, Florida, and Massachusetts. I think you're crazy if you're not including California as one. I mean, California is the obvious first-round draft choice. It's bigger than most countries. You basically own a country if you own California.
Well, hang on a second. Are we going to war? Or are we just going to, like, these are the places we can visit and they're friendly to us?
You are.
Because that's important.
You are forming an alliance for power. So you're going to war, you need money, you need power, you need all that shit.
No, then no California. They're all pussies.
Dude, you're nuts. The state of California's GDP is like top five in the world.
Yeah.
In terms of other countries, John.
And the Mexicans are not pussies.
That's true. You got the Mexicans, but you got a significant amount of firepower in Florida with Mexicans. Between Texas and Florida, I think the three he chose are pretty good.
You got a lot of old people you got to fucking support, too.
Florida is very –
supporting anyone. I'm just going to war. I'm not like – this isn't Age of Empires where I'm like – this is like Age of Empires, like how I played when I was like seven. But I'm not building up my fucking GDP. And I'm not like making sure there's stables full. I'm just going to war and killing everybody.
The answer is New York, California, Hawaii.
New York, Hawaii?
Yeah. Dude, you wouldn't want that. I mean, first of all, if you actually are going to war, that's where the entire Navy for the Pacific Ocean will be based. And second of all, who doesn't love Hawaii? Go vacation in Hawaii.
No, I think I'm combining.
New York's for the money. New York's for the money.
Yeah, New York is definitely getting taken over Massachusetts because you got the money and you got the hood. And then I think I'd go New York. Florida would be like my infantry. Like I just send all the Floridians in first because they're all psychos.
Florida might be the worst choice you've ever made in KFC radio history.
Florida would not be my choice either, John.
Dude, Florida is big, on the water, has psychos. They're my
people infantry. Hate the government in Florida, here, John.
That's my special forces.
John.
Florida's my special forces.
They hate the government in Florida. No one's gonna listen to you. You have to basically prop up all the old people who are dying, all the meth heads, all the fucking gross shitheads that have no like intelligence. That's the worst. No.
This is my front line. Boom.
They're not gonna listen to you, John. They're all fucking backwoods hicks that don't want the government meddling in their business.
The answer is basically like the presidential elections is really the answer. It's Texas, California, and New York.
Yeah.
What was your Hawaii rationale?
I just like Hawaii.
So really just
– Well, and also the Pacific Hawaii Ocean. If you want to have a Navy, Hawaii's the spot.
Hawaii's worse than Florida.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Hawaii's
dumb. I gave you the Navy.
No, you can have the Navy with Florida, and it's a big state with a lot of people. Hawaii is a terrible, terrible choice.
This is a land mass war we're fighting here. This isn't like we're not going across an ocean. What good does the Navy do you when you're fighting Oklahoma and Nebraska?
Oh, well, in that case, then it's nice to have Hawaii because then you know that no one else can take that land from you.
So you're just running. You're not trying to dominate.
If you want to, you can have that. You can run. That would be nice. You could basically go live in paradise and be like, fuck all you. I'm done with this war. Seriously, though, it's a contingency plan. You fight as hard as you can. And then when it looks like you're going to lose, you're like, peace out, I'm going to Hawaii.
That's a loser's mentality. So you're only going to war with two states, and you're just setting yourself up. You're basically going in with a parachute. See, I'm
That's
not.
Fine, because you'll never even be able to get Hawaii. because I'll just be chilling there having fun.
Yeah. Oh, I'll never be able to get to Hawaii with my fucking Cubans who can swim to like places on a fucking refrigerator. That I'll have a Cuban fucking Navy come in with
talk about badasses, Samoans.
They'll come in and come fight your fucking aircraft carriers on doors with like oars and just a ton of Cubans coming around through the fucking Panama Canal just rowing right at you.
Doors with oars. That's what it's coming down to, baby.
Samoans. Don't fuck with the Samoans. Great nose tackles.
Samoans are not to be trifled with, but I think you're lumping that too much in with Hawaiians. We're not talking about Samoa. We're talking about Hawaii.
Yeah, but that's who lives in Hawaii.
They're not all Samoans.
They're mostly Samoans.
That probably is true, and if it's not, I definitely don't have enough ammo to not back you up.
I believe they're Polynesians.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's like a rectangle is a square, but a square is not a rectangle. Polynesians, Samoans are Polynesians, but not all Polynesians are Samoans. Anyway, what's the worst state? I mean, it's got to be one of the Delaware, Rhode Island.
There are like 40 worst states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, would you rather have like a tiny-ass state like Connecticut, but it's in the Northeast and like a real place, or like Idaho that's big but sucks?
Connecticut.
I'm thinking though, like just having straight land. You know, we're in like a post-apocalyptic world here. You could do a lot of shit with the space that's in Montana. What are you really gonna do with Connecticut?
Yeah, I like Montana. Montana's actually a beautiful place. I think it's probably the states that are like Nebraska and like Iowa. I mean, no offense to Trent, but like, what the fuck do you need those states for?
Those are the worst states for sure. But
I mean, it's pretty much if it's not on a coast, then I don't give a fuck.
Thanks, Sean.
Like, I don't want it. If it's not on a coast, that's like if I can't see water in an hour, then I have no desire to be there.
I hear that. Let's talk about some more hypotheticals with aliens. This comes from a couple weeks ago when aliens were invading. They're now here, and we've all forgotten about them because we're dumb humans, but alien talk nonetheless.
What's up, guys? It's Eli from Los Angeles. So since the aliens are in town, I wanted to ask a question. What would you do with them if you had 24 hours to show the aliens around New York, Boston, or Chicago? Let me know. Be giving mine a tour in a few minutes. Take care.
You got to give a tour to an alien in your respective city. Where are you taking them? What are you doing? As far as New York's concerned, I'd be like, just get out of here. The city sucks. Go elsewhere. But fights. What do you take an alien to do in Boston?
I don't know, man. I hate these questions. This is basically like, how would you do? What would you do with a tourist? Should I always do? I go get drunk and be like, oh yeah, this is Boston. I don't know. I take it in a Fenway. Like, I don't know.
The answer is nothing, because if you show the aliens anything, then they'll be able to know exactly what we're doing.
Now we're thinking. This is why I'm not necessarily saying what would you show the aliens to have a good time. What would you show the aliens? I don't know. If maybe you're afraid aliens are going to fucking invade. What are you showing them then? I'd be like,
I'd like take them to the woods. I'd take them to the fucking middle of the field, like, and be like, this tree is all of our lifeblood. Like, it keeps us all. And then they'd steal it and bring it back, and I'd be like, suckers.
I'm showing aliens all the stuff that sucks. That's terrible. That's lame. Like, get off our planet. This place is terrible. You don't want any part of this. Which is basically all in New York. And just let them walk around this godforsaken city and fucking see rats and Asians and all the clutter and shit, and they'd be like, this planet is awful. We are gone.
You know what I do? I take them to, like, the Boston Tea Party. I take them to, like, Bunker Hill. And I take them, like, on the Freedom Trail. Basically, be it like when you go pick up a girl for prom and her dad just shows you his gun collection. Like, this is the shit we do. This is, like,
we don't fuck around.
With us. Yeah. Don't fuck with us. We'll fucking take all your favorite drinks, your casual afternoon drinks, and we'll get rid of them. That's how we'll fuck you up.
Yeah, I'd probably just take them to a White Sox game. You don't want to be here.
Rock bottom. I'll show them Mets, Jets, Islanders life, and they'll be like, well, this planet is just devoid of happiness. We're out of here. another hypothetical. This is a good one.
Hey guys, this is Matt from Philly. Now, for the rest of your life, would you rather these four things, showers, the weather, all beverages you drink, and all food you eat, be hot or cold? Now, to elaborate, showers would be as cold as the faucet goes, or your normal temperature. Weather would either be below 32 degrees or above 75 degrees. All of your beverages would either be the temperature of, like, hot coffees, or as if it came straight out of the fridge. Then food, same kind of thing, either straight out of the fridge,
hot or cold for the rest of your life. We're talking temperature, showers, food, beverages. Can only be one, hot or cold, for eternity. This is a tough question because I like certain things hot. I like certain things cold.
It's hot.
To try to pick blanket is tough. You're going hot.
Answer's hot. The most important, two important things here are hot shower. You can't have a cold shower for the rest of your life. I know, Feidelberg, you do the cold shower trick. I do that every now and then. I actually say, like, in my head, it's kind of weird because I'm like, this is a Feidelberg trick. I'm, like, standing there naked, getting really, like, cold shower all over me.
Wait, what being the trick? To, like, get rid of your hangover?
It's actually the Feidelberg mom trip.
Yeah.
She goes every morning. She puts the shower really cold for the last 20 seconds.
What? I don't think I knew this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wakes you up, like, real bad.
Yeah, because it's fucking terrible. I don't have the self control to do that.
It makes you, and I do like really hot the last 20 seconds of at night because it makes your blood slow down, and in the morning it makes your blood speed up.
What? This is sadistic. This is terrible behavior.
Yeah, I do it too.
Well, the first now time I have to do it. I can't be the pussy who doesn't do this. But this is terrible, guys. I don't want any part of this.
The first time Dan heard me do it was KFC Radio last year when we did it live.
Oh, yeah, you screamed.
I screamed. I don't, like, scream, but I'm like,
he was like,
well, that, you, when you do, like, ice cold, you physically can't help but go like, like, your body will just naturally reflex do that.
And I when I got out, Dan asked me if I just came because he thought I was jerking off. I was like, dude. If that's what I sound like when I come, put me out of my fucking misery.
So, and you do this every day or just like when you really are like struggling?
I don't do it every day. I don't shower every day. but it's usually when I'm like a real tough morning.
So
it's definite hangover and then like sometimes just like a Monday.
Dan, you'll hop in the shower and do this and be like, hey, that's the Feidelberg mom trick. That's a little weird.
Yeah, it is a little weird. I said it was a little weird. The answer, though, is hot here. You can't have, like, could you imagine having some food cold? Like, there's some food that you'd never be able to enjoy again.
I actually weirdly enjoy cold steak. Like, I love cooking a steak and just eating it cold in the morning. That's the main one that would really bother me. But I'm thinking of it from a different angle, Dan. Like, I can't just get drunk off hot stuff for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that, I mean.
Like, at the beach in the summer, I'm going to be drinking, like, a hot toddy.
That's one of those ones that I probably would just stop drinking.
You can't have you're thirsty and you want a cup of fucking water and you have to drink hot water? You want to like slug a soda with your hot dog. You want to have a cold beer. You want to have a Gatorade when you're hungover, all boiling hot?
I didn't think about liquid. All right, I changed my answer. Can I change this topic for a second though? Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of related. I think I'm going to get into soup. Like, I'm going to become a real big soup guy.
Soup guy?
Yeah.
I've had chili like 5 times this week.
Yep. I think I'm going to be a soup guy this winter. Just, like, soups every day.
That's smart.
Probably healthy, too, right?
Sure.
Like, clam chowder? That's not...
Well, clam chowder might not be the best one.
Soup,
but like,
dude.
But, like, a homemade chicken noodle soup probably good for you.
I might start actually even making it. I might, like, just put, like... Do one of those things where like people just put like a whole chicken in like a pot of water and like boil it for like 7 days. Yeah. They're like, it's soup.
If you become a soup guy, see, what's good about you when you say these things?
Oh yeah,
you go hot or cold. You really get on a streak when you say you're gonna do these things. You do them. So like you guys will see Dan having. Like a fucking chicken in a giant pot for 7 days. That's going to happen.
Recently, I've been getting really into shredded wheat. just shitting all the time.
Why would you get into shredded wheat?
I don't know. It just happened one day. I got it and I was like, oh, it's not that bad. And I go through like a box every like day and a half.
Like frosted mini wheats? Like, yeah, what are you talking about?
Nope.
Not even the frosted ones. The big ones?
Not the big ones. That's psycho.
Okay, so they're small, but they're not frosted.
Not frosted. I do frosted on the weekends.
Dan.
Little treat for myself on the weekends.
Dan. Let me just tell you this. There are certain people I can associate with in this world. Plain shredded wheat, like enthusiasts, not one of them.
I can't.
So get on your soup kick. No, get your chicken in a bowl, but drop the shredded wheat.
I'll also say this. A large portion of my desire to become a soup guy is just to eat crackers in the soup. So that's a problem.
That's like the best
when I
part go, of soup.
When I eat soup, I do like a full sleeve of saltines in the soup.
Yes.
It's basically not even soup. It's just, yeah.
You're basically eating soggy crackers with like soup broth, which is fine. I'm not going to judge that, but let's call it spade a spade. This is what we're doing here.
Correct.
Is there a type of soup that you're going to start this soup life with?
No, I think if I'm going to be a soup guy, I got to do it all. Like I'm going to do some chili. I'm going to do some chicken noodle. I might even do like a split pea. I got to do it all.
What you're describing is really what I've done all week. I've been doing, I get a can of chili, and then while I'm warming that up, I make a chicken breast, and I cut that up, put it in the chili for some beef and chicken, and then I get a big pile of multigrain Tostitos, and I crunch it all up into it, mix it up. It's divine. Again, if you're eating that and shredded wheat, you might as well never get off the toilet.
Yeah.
But it's fucking, you might as well like eat both. Just eat your meals on the toilet.
I didn't know that shredded wheat was like a shit thing. Because I never eat shredded wheat. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Fiber, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of fiber.
Just straight fiber. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Soup is one of those things I love, and I just don't do it enough. So you got
to easy. That's my point, Kevin. Yeah.
You got that's what I'm saying. You have to like make a conscious effort to be a soup guy.
I'm gonna commit myself to being a soup guy this winter.
And it's a great time to do it in the winter. You're cold. You want to warm up. You want to eat some soup. It's lovely. Because in the wintertime, you don't ever want to go outside. What do you do? Every time you leave the house this winter, what are you going to do? You're going to hop in an Uber, right? You're not going to walk around in the cold. You're not going to take mass transit. You want to just get in an Uber and get from point A to point B, which means there is a ton of money to be made this winter coming up if you drive with Uber. There's going to be like 10 times the amount of people trying to use that app, 10 times the amount of people trying to get picked up and dropped off. That means 10 times the money to get to your bank account. So start now, because by the time snow rolls around and bad weather and in Chicago where it's like 0 degrees, you want to be a pro. So you got a car, you got a license, you got a little bit of free time. Start driving with Uber right now. Tons of money to be made in the inclement weather. Plus, what else are you going to really, really be doing during the shitty weather in the winter? You know, you might as well just be driving around in your car making dough. So drive with Uber right now. Head over to drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. And make a lot of dough this winter when there's people trying to get from place to place. A couple more voicemails and we'll wrap it up. We did MILFs. We did post-apocalypse. We did let's talk about guilty pleasures.
What's up, guys? With the new One Direction CD being pretty much absolute fire, I was wondering, how do you guys feel about going to a guilty pleasure concert? Because a couple months ago, my girlfriend asked if I wanted to join her in a One Direction concert. I said no. Would you guys go to your guilty pleasure concert? Viva.
Fights, we begin with you. I don't even know if I'll call you the king of guilty pleasures because you don't ever feel guilty about them.
They're just pleasures.
And I get mad about this, too, when people call this stuff guilty pleasures. Like, I get – my Barstool Confessions, which is the dumbest fucking thing in the world. I get so mad when people are like, guilty pleasure. Like, or I'm sorry, like, oh, I really like the new Bieber album, hashtag Barstool Confessions. Yeah, it's a fucking really good album. That's not like something to be embarrassed about. It's a really good album.
We do toss around the word guilty pleasure too often. I totally agree with that. So Bieber right now is not – there's nothing to be guilty about. He's making heaters. I actually haven't heard the One Direction album, but I don't really mind a lot of their hits. I wouldn't really feel guilty about that either.
The One Direction album is not very good, just by the way.
Really? Interesting.
I mean, and compared to their old stuff, it's nowhere near it. It's, I mean, Midnight Memories is like an all-time classic. Made in the AM is but it's not bad, but it's just, it's not up to their old stuff.
So let's talk about real guilty pleasures then. Let's talk about, like, what do you really feel guilty about, John?
I don't have shame, so nothing.
Yeah,
I don't either. Do you, Kevin?
I'm trying to think of things off the top of my head that they don't really come to me, but there's absolutely songs that I'll bump that, like, if I were in the car and, like, a crew of hot girls were walking by, I wouldn't really be like, yeah, I'm the fucking man. Put it that way. It's never a moment where I'm like, I'm embarrassed to say I like this song, but there's a time and a place to, like, really rock out to certain songs. And you're lying if you say that you're, like, totally confident and totally secure in any scenario to play these songs.
Dude, if girls walked by my car and I was playing, like, Bieber or One Direction, I would turn it up.
No. I'm saying Bieber and One Direction are not true guilty pleasures. I'm talking, like, Total Eclipse of the Heart. I would fucking belt that song out. Do I want to be, like, known as the guy who's doing that or seen doing that? Not particularly.
I don't hate Coldplay.
I don't... yeah, I mean, Coldplay... Okay. Put it this way. You know the song Wake Me Up Before You Go, George Harrison? That is a fucking terribly gay song.
I mean, but it's awesome.
It's an awesome song. Do you want to... Would that be your, like, entrance music, John, if you could have it that way?
Can I tell you something? That literally was our entrance music. Like, literally.
What do you mean?
Literally, when, like, this is probably, like, 4 or 5 summers ago, every time we got to Newport for the weekend, we drove down Thames Street, windows down, blaring Wake Me Up Before You Go. That was, I swear to God,
you
that was
You can't script it any better than that right there. I mean, that it was that, like, that question, like, backfired on me pretty fucking hard, because your, like, answer is yes, John.
Four dudes in the car just, like, fucking rocking out. Like, wake me up before you go. Don't leave me hanging like a yo-yo.
I mean, then there's your answer.
It was literally Zooland. That's what it was.
Like, what about...
Here's the bottom line.
Let's hear that one. Go ahead.
And I know it's hard to say. It obviously depends on your age. If you're young, if you're in high school, you probably have insecurities up the ass. If you're in college, you probably still hold on to some of those, even when you're young 20s. But as you get older, you realize just like what you like and don't give a fuck.
Yes.
Go to this concert, dude. It's going to be fun. You're going to have a great time.
Here's the second part of my question. Liking a song and going to a concert are two very different things. Not out of embarrassment, just out of, like, I don't really know what to do when I go to concerts in general. I'm not a huge concert guy. So I don't necessarily want to go to a George Harrison concert for my fucking guilty pleasure. Stuart, now, again, the question kind of gets misconstrued here because, like, people are talking about a Bieber concert, which is popular right now. I would have no problem going to a Bieber concert.
No, I wouldn't go to a Bieber show.
Again, I wouldn't have a problem from the embarrassment. I would have a problem from, like, I don't really want to be at this concert. Because what do you do at a concert as a white guy?
Agreed.
You drink some beers. You sway back and forth. Concert going and being, you know, down to bump a certain song. Two very different things.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I don't really go to concerts unless it's, like, not a festival. And I hate festivals, too. But, like Country Fest at Gillette, where it's, like, an all-day tailgate event.
Right.
Then I go. But, like, I don't – like Bieber is playing on a Tuesday night in Boston in May. I'm not going out for a concert.
No. What – you a concert guy, Dan?
Not really. Every now and then I'll go. If
I can
someone,
see you
like,
being, like, excited
tickets.
For Fleetwood Mac, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's some concerts that obviously – but I'm not, like – I'm not a people person. I don't like people, so.
Yeah. Concerts are definitely one of those things. If I do go, I'm splurging. I need, like – I'm not going to be, like, nosebleeds for a concert. I'll do, like, I would love to be in, like, a box or a suite or at least good
that's
tickets
really,
that can be, like, an experience.
Actually, that's actually a good point because I brought this up the other day to someone. That's really the goal in life is to just become so rich that you can just sit in a suite at all times.
Yeah.
And not have to deal with, like, people. That's
people,
it.
People are the worst.
People
are the worst.
Absolutely terrible. And that's as evidenced by all these questions and the things that we answer on this podcast. People are the worst.
The goal in life is to be able to just buy already made groceries, though. But I agree with the sweet too is nice.
Already made groceries?
Yeah, like I was shopping. I was at the market yesterday, and I was just like, oh, like I would save so much money if I just bought like a bunch of peppers instead of a bin of peppers already cut. Like I need, but I need to buy them that way. And it's like eight times the price, but they just need to be already cut.
That's such a fucking stupid waste of like goal in life to have cut peppers.
John, you are aiming high, brother.
You are such a big moment.
It's not my goal in life. It's just I never want to be lower than that. I never want to be so poor I can't do that.
Okay, that's very different than goal in life. That's the opposite. That's a bare minimum. I will tell you this though, John. You should probably be like at that level. Like,
what?
I think you can buy cut peppers.
I'm saying I did it, and I was just thinking like how expensive it is. Like how much? And same thing with doing my laundry. Like, I don't do my laundry. I ship my laundry out. Like I am at that level, but I can't imagine how horrible my life would be if I was below.
Cut peppers is so stupid. I can't believe you're talking about this.
Cut peppers was just the first thing I came to mind because that's one I was just using. Bro, but I get my chicken already made, and I get everything already made. Like I get chicken breasts already cooked.
Right,
I get Whole Foods where they have that section where everything's already made. That's where I go shopping. I'm just like, okay, give me a pound of that.
The idea of you getting cut peppers at the grocery store and being like,
yes,
dodged a bullet there. Like, this is a relief. Don't have to buy those fucking whole peppers.
I'm not saying it was a relief. I'm just saying I acknowledge how great my life is that I do that. Like, people in fucking Africa they're cutting their own peppers.
I've never even thought of that. Be like,
this is ridiculous, Feitelberg. This has spiraled completely out of control.
I'm in the right. I'm right. I firmly believe that my life is so much better than it is right now if I had to actually cook all my food.
I guess an element of enjoying the small things in life. That's what you could
you
put
got
this.
That, you got that going for you, John. Let's do one more voicemail today. Final voicemail of episode 144 is brought to you by jackthreads.com. I'm wearing Jack Threads. This is Jack Threads. This is Jack Threads. Actually, my pants are Jack Threads. I'm literally head to toe in Jack Threads at this point. My entire wardrobe is Jack Threads. It's not even – forget about advertising and plugs and promotions. It just is what it is at this point. I got shoes. I got socks. I got head-to-toe clothing from them. They're the exact kind of clothing you want to wear, I think, if you're not trying to be like super trendy like Feitelberg, but you don't want to be like – Jared Carabas, who doesn't know how to dress at all. So you get that nice in between where you're a little bit trendy, but not kind of like, you know, overdoing it. You can have fancy clothes, casual clothes, comfortable clothes, and everything in between. And if you go to jackthreads.com now and use the promo code KFC at checkout, you'll get 20% off your first order, which that's a diesel discount right there. So if you get a lot of clothes, 20% can really add up. Head over to jackthreads.com, use the promo code KFC. And for the we got to finish off with – I don't think we've told anyone to break up. So let's do a little relationship talk because we got to fill our quota for ruining romance.
What's up, guys? So I have a friend whose girlfriend, me and all my friends, just absolutely hate her guts. And the other day he told me that things were a little rough between them and, you know, he was thinking about breaking up with her, but – I know he's not going to break up with her. But, well, my question is it okay once he says that to tell him that I hate his girlfriend? Or just in general, when is it kosher to tell your friends that you hate their girlfriend? Because it's awkward if I tell him that I hate her and then he just stays with her. So let me know what you guys think.
It's a classic question, tale as old as time. It is the Seinfeld episode. It's like rocking a soda machine over, and the first breakup never takes. You don't want to be the guy who jumps the gun and says that you hate the girlfriend, and then they stick together anyway. So you got to be careful. Is there a time where it's ever appropriate to just say, I fucking hate your girlfriend, and when is that time? Fights, I feel like you've probably done this. You've probably done this too early. You've probably done this too late. I feel like you hate a lot of your friends' girlfriends. Your thoughts?
I don't know that I do. I don't think I ever – going back to what we just said about people, like even my friends I don't really like. So like I don't like involve myself in their business. I don't like
Golden rule right there. I mean, listen, we can talk about trying to be a good friend and talking about, you know, giving advice to your friends and whatnot. But at the end of the day, if you want to default to I don't get involved in anyone's business, you can't go wrong. Like, so that's one avenue of advice for this guy is just who fucking cares if your girlfriend, your buddy's girlfriend sucks. Just stay out of it.
I just agree with whatever they say. Like, oh, she's the best. Yeah. Oh, right. God, she's the worst. She's crazy. Yeah. That's it.
The only time I will say to get involved, the only time you shouldn't do what John just said right there is if for some reason your buddy is like, it's like very bad for him. If it's like destructive. If she's
no,
like,
see, I disagree. I don't think you ever say anything unless you visually see her cheating. I would never say anything to a friend about a girlfriend. Just
okay, but
let them deal with it. It's their own shitty life. If they want to be miserable, let them fucking be miserable.
There's your answer. I mean, there you go.
It's really the truth.
What does my opinion matter?
Right.
Right.
You're not dating her.
It's like dealing with. It's actually, you know what? Now this is how you come full circle in a KFC radio. Are you ready for this?
Hit us with it, Dan.
It's like dealing with Dave Portnoy. He asks our opinion all the time. We give it to him. He doesn't give a fuck. So at some point, you're just like, I'm just not going to give my opinion.
Done. Beautiful. It all comes full circle, and it all applies. That's great advice for that guy. Don't ever tell him that you hate his girlfriend, because it doesn't matter that you hate his girlfriend. It doesn't matter if you love his girlfriend. Your opinion of someone else's girlfriend does not fucking matter. So why put a strain on the relationship, on the friendship? Why get involved in other people's drama? Just stay the fuck out of it.
Also, here's another tip, and this is another getting older thing. You just, when you get older, you just have less friends and you just don't care as much. So,
absolutely.
Like, I don't
also,
have.
Also, you get to the point where it's like, that guy knows his girlfriend sucks, but he's like stuck with her. Right. And your girl, he probably hates your girlfriend because right. You probably hate your girlfriend too. It just is what it is. That's life at this point. You don't need to like express your feelings on everything. Don't be
and in five right in 5 years he'll probably live in a different suburb than you, and you probably just see him like once a year, so you won't even have to deal with his fucking girlfriend or wife.
Boom. That's life.
That's it life, sucks. Baby.
And if you're lucky enough that you can buy cut peppers, you should just be happy and shut the fuck up.
Boom. Just happy with cut peppers. Going for those sweet tickets, but that's it right there. That's life in a nutshell.
If you live somewhere in between cut peppers and sweets, you're living the good life, baby.
Yeah. Sweet zone.
There you go. Words of wisdom from Feitelberg. Those are his last words. I'm not even going to ask him because he just hit you with it. If you're living in between sweets, what's that?
My last words are I hate Dave Portnoy.
There you go. Wait, we're going to do it right.
Wait, why aren't you rooting for him?
144 in the books. Feitelberg, any last words?
I hate Dave Portnoy so much.
So much. Beautiful.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feitelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.